Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
What up, everybody? It is the Morning Check. We're on back for Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2020.
Once again, just the boys on deck today. And what a great show. We've actually got the full show on pretty much,
Things are fixed up now.
We paid our bill.
Yeah,
I think we paid our internet bill.
Low-key, though, I think that's what the issue was.
We paid our bill, and now we can have the full podcast back up and running, okay? You're going to have a great listen. We get the movement on board, and, man, the boys just be gems. You know, we're talking about Vana as well was in there, Siwala, and also Samson Rambo in the building as well, man. Great chats with the boys, eh?
It was just, it's awesome. They're all good.
Good peeps.
They're all good. Just good people, in general. They're just nice and very visionary, you know. They think forwards. That's what I like about all of them. Like, especially, you know, we've had Move on a few times, but we've only had Samson on once, and he used to work here.
Yeah.
So we know him. And, man, he's just a visionary dude, man.
Man, these guys are the future right here, man, for all of us brown peeps out here, man, just trying to, you know, create. I look up to those dudes, man.
Oh, man, look at us.
Oh, man, what else did we chat about, bro?
We had the Draft Punks about the Hood Classics.
Damn.
Yeah, there's some good Hood Classic.
What's one of your favorite movies of all time, bro, when it comes to the Hood Classics?
How High was one of my favorites. I watched that quite a lot.
Damn.
But I actually like Friday After Next.
After Next is pretty good.
That's the Christmas one with Cat Williams. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not next Friday. Friday After Next.
Yeah, next Friday is the one where he goes to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, that's Mike Epps and all
that. Yeah, and then the next one is when Terry Crews is in it.
Yeah.
And it's the Christmas one. And the dude's jumping in.
Friday After Next. I actually haven't watched that.
Oh, it's good, man. It's good. Yeah. That's the first time Cat Williams was on anything.
Oh, true. I thought he was on next Friday.
No, he's on Friday After Next.
Yeah.
Next Friday is hey, Chacho. It's the Chico, get him, Chico.
Oh, too many classics ones right there, man.
That's a
good conversation. You know, so many people are into these kind of movies as well.
Yeah, man.
Need to make one for ourselves.
You know the cool thing though is that we couldn't, and no disrespect though, but we couldn't have that conversation with Gabby, because Gabby'd be like, "Ah, the Hood Classics."
So you're gonna go, "Is that Legally Blonde? Is that Clueless?"
That's
the Hood that you came from.
I'm gonna go with Bring It On. I'm gonna go with the one that Chris Brown's in.
I want Stomp the Yard.
Yeah,
you shut the hell up.
Yeah, we're talking about the Hood Classic. You got to watch Belly, bro.
What is that? Let me look that up.
So it's DMX and Nas, and it's this drug dealing.
Oh, see, we forgot Cradle to the Grave.
Yeah, someone said that too.
Come on.
Fucking Paid in Full's another one.
Paid in Full. What's the one of Dennis Rodman? Is that?
Fuck.
Dennis Rodman and...
And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is it?
I don't know. He's got a movie with him.
Yeah, I don't know. Which one is that?
It's got Double Trouble, I think it's called. Maybe that's...
I don't know, man. See, next we need to do the fighting movies. Those, martial art movies.
We're doing that next fucking week, aren't we?
Surely.
Fuck.
Blood and Bone right there.
Fucking
Warrior.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Kickboxer.
Kickboxer.
Bloodsport. Oh,
you're talking Bloodsport?
Oh.
Damn, bro.
Fucking anything that Tom Poole's in, bro, I'm in.
Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, bro. Charlie. Oh my gosh, it's Charlie.
I am M. Bison.
For you. I remember one quote from that movie.
Go.
And he goes, "For you, that was the death of your father.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was a Tuesday." He was great, bro.
He was really good.
He passed away after that.
Yes, that's right. Far out.
Rio Lopez, I think his name was.
Yeah,
Julio.
He looked the part too. He looked like M. Bison, which was me.
Anyway, guys, and now it's back. So enjoy the podcast. It's not just us talking shit for 5 minutes.
No.
There's a full one there.
Enjoy it,
everybody. And if you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM and Tamaki Makaurau. Everywhere else is iHeartRadio. Or you can catch us at pmm.co.nz. That's to listen to us live.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Running Amok, The Morning Shack with Tim Reeves and
What up, everybody? What up, what up, what up? It is the Morning Shack for your Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2020.
Just the boys on deck today once again. Gabs is away living the best life she can, and it is my favorite day of all time. You know what day that is, bro.
What is it, bro?
Humpity Hump Day. Boing. You know what we're doing, man. We're heading straight down to the weekend from here, baby. We reached the peak.
Yes.
Now it's time to take us right straight through.
Down on the luge.
Down on the luge, baby. Uh-huh. Got momentum now.
Yep. We needed it. We needed it after yesterday.
Oh, sheesh. Too much. Way too much going on yesterday.
Okay, it is the morning shake. Hope everybody's feeling good for your humpies.
Mm.
Your hump days. Okay, we've got a very jam-packed show for everybody today.
Yes.
But without further ado, Riggs, you know what to do. Well, that's what I'm going to say. Without further ado, Regan, you know what to do, brother.
I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Riggs, but still the game, baby.
Give him the lure, baby. Give him the lure.
It's Janetta's ex-boyfriend. How's she been? How's she doing?
You know, she's good, but you never come to visit her.
Oh, man, shut the hell up, all right? It's hump day.
Okay.
It's the Big Tech Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new Wayne Super Saiyan, a.k.a. Mr. Burns, because everything we've been doing here is excellent. Who the hell are you, bro?
Yo. They call me Young Pitapit Baby, a.k.a. Gladderwap, a.k.a. Tinfoil Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy, Tui, Vasa, Scoot. Young Delson, baby, I spit out fire.
Yogurt Flame.
Timmy, a fuego. Pulling up a 40, what's your shorty in the gooniest of the goon squad?
Hey, you guys. What we definitely don't need is the cold. I feel it creeping up every single day. I'm wearing pants and a jacket and a hat. What is going on in the world?
Now, Riggs, there's this thing called global warming, okay? Sometimes it goes the opposite way.
It's not real. All right? I already told you about my beliefs. It's not real.
Okay, normally, a lot of times, I'll let you know what song we have beforehand, but this one, mate.
Surprise me.
This one.
Oh, damn.
Is this a classic for you?
Yeah, no. It's just me and the homies down here.
Fiddly
and beer. I just want to sing you a little bit of a song, you know.
I mean,
it's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
No lyrics, by the way.
When you say a word, you can light up the dark. Troubles I made, I can never explain. What I hear when you don't say a thing.
Tell them about that smile, brother.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need
me. Tell them the truth.
There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave
me. What about your hand?
The touch of your hand says you'll catch me whenever I fall.
What do you say, man? What do you say? Please say it.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
When you say nothing at all.
Thank you, Gary, for saying nothing at all.
You're saying like you
have been around.
Oh, damn.
It's time for us to just catch up, see what we've been up to in our time off. Regan, what the hell happened to you yesterday?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Why do you come looking like this?
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know, just scrubby. Have a wash.
This is the first time I've dressed properly in a while.
Oh, that's what you call properly, huh? Now, what'd you get up to yesterday, my brother?
Nothing too much, man. It was pretty much just a laxy-ass day. Had to go to a funeral as well. Just want to say rest in peace to my auntie Donna. That was pretty much us, man. And then cruised back home, laxed it out for the remainder of the night. I went home, went to bed quite early, man. I went to bed like 8:30.
It's your body, man.
Man, I'm telling you, I was just like, holy Rick, I'm feeling it today.
How are you feeling in the morning, though? You feel like
today,
you had
enough? I'm feeling good, man. Yeah? I'm feeling good. Yeah, way better than I felt yesterday. I felt real sluggish.
Because sometimes, you know, you can have too much sleep.
Yeah, true. I think I'm well rested.
Oh, that's, I like
right
that.
In the middle. Yeah. I like it. What about you, bro? What'd you get up to?
Bro, yesterday I went home. I had some dreams of doing some work yesterday. Nope, did nothing.
Nothing
just
happened.
Stayed at home.
It'd be like that.
I had this one thing, and I'm going to share it with you right now, bro. And this is, it scared the hell out of me.
What happened, bro?
I had a nap. I had two naps actually yesterday, but I had a nap. I woke up. Mm. I looked over to my desk. Mm. There was a mouse. And the mouse was just staring at me, and I looked back at the mouse, and then it ran away.
Damn! Yum.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's mouse at the house.
I
don't want to eat this food anymore.
Yeah, too much leaving all your rubbish out. That's what it
no,
is.
No, it's not. Shut up.
It's too much not leaving your cheesy.
Oh,
cheesiness out there.
Shut the hell up, eh? I told you that in silence. I told you that in privacy. And you go ahead and you put it
what
on
is
the radio.
Okay, let's name the mouse real quick. What's the name for the mouse? Once you name it, you got to keep it.
Julio.
Oh, there you go. Julio.
Julio.
Give us up to date on how that goes.
If I find, and then, okay, I saw Julio. Julio gapped it. And then I was like, oh, maybe it just ran outside.
Yeah.
Nope. I was having a watch of the Netflix. I turned to the side. There he is, just sitting on the.
Yuck!
And I go, Julio. You better get the hell up out of here,
honestly,
Julio.
These things give me the biggest ick.
The thing that got me was it was a little skinny one.
Oh.
So I thought to myself, okay.
You got one chance to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
That's it, eh?
Yeah, once I find you, I'm going to Bunnings today to go and get me some poison.
You know, we've been getting a lot is those crickets. They've been bouncing into the house. My missus hates them. And she's like, kill it, kill it. But then I said to myself, no, this guy has a family.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and grab it and put it outside, okay? Just kill the damn thing. No. He went out to go and get some food for his family. And he needs to return home safely.
Yeah.
The kids are depending on him. You know what it's like for life without a father? Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about that one, man. Yeah.
We'll give you a trial.
Out of the news.
You never want to hear to know until you heard it from me.
No gaps, though.
Nah. On today's Out of the News, we're going all the way to London, yeah?
London,
Buckingham Palace. Yeah?
Oh yeah.
Okay. We're talking about the royal family, more specifically Kate. Kate. The what's her name? Duchess of something.
Duchess of Rome, was it?
No, Duchess of Wales. Oh, Princess of Wales. Sorry.
Princess of Wales.
Okay. She apologised for a confusion that was caused. She altered her family photo. So she put up a one, and it's been heavily photoshopped.
Why did she do that?
That's the thing. That's what was asked. There's been speculation that she's a bit sick at the moment.
Oh.
So she put a to calm people's perspective on things. She put up a post. She has said that she's had abdominal surgery.
Okay.
So she's had something going on internally.
Yeah.
Which I can relate with. Okay, but I'm still like you didn't have to.
What's that got to do with photoshopping a photo?
So I think she took her face off and put it for like you can kind of tell, but there's obvious tells there. There's a few things that are like a bit off. Yeah. So but many amateur photographers were like, no, they were on the Instagram. No, look at that. You can tell it's edited.
Dang.
And then we've got proof of it. Like the kids, like sleeves are missing from the thing. Like you can tell it's been heavily done.
So she's put her face on someone else's photo.
I don't even know what it is, man.
Damn. It's just a real strange, eh?
Huge conspiracy going on.
What's going on?
So, but she did come out and admit it. She said, I just want to express my apologies for any confusion with the family photo we shared yesterday. And what confusion it has caused.
Why don't they have to apologise? Hey.
Just don't do it.
Don't apologise? What, you didn't commit a crime?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
Yeah.
If you want to alter your photos, that's all good. I know heaps of people that do it.
That's what I wanted to bring up. I know there's people out there that do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't even worry about
that. Don't even stress.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's 100 million people out there that are altering their photos so they can look good.
The royal family have come under fire a little bit here for Kate being, just trying to edit her photos.
Trying to alter her photos a bit. It's quite a strange one because we don't actually know the reason behind it.
Yeah. What is the reason? What is the reason?
What was it? Did you see any good conspiracy theories behind it?
The conspiracy is that she's... Oh, there's plenty of conspiracies.
What's the main one?
The one is that she actually is not alive anymore.
Oh, it's a clone.
Yeah. And that's her sister. Yeah, her sister's body, and then they altered the face.
This is what I like these conspiracy theories.
You see what
theories,
I'm saying?
Bro. I like
you
it.
See?
Yeah.
So they're going at it. They're just like, hey, man, maybe it isn't her. Maybe it's an alien. Maybe it's a space alien.
What if it's the queen?
What if
and
it's
her body? You seen Get Out, bro?
Yeah, what if it is like...
You seen Skeleton Key?
Nah.
That's another movie where they swap their bodies around rituals kind of thing.
Because if anybody's got the technology...
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Especially the alien technology.
We've said too much.
Yeah.
We've said too much.
So I want to know, man, what other conspiracy theories are out there?
Oh, no.
Stop it. Where are you going to go in here? I know there's some people on the text line.
No.
Anytime we bring up conspiracies, people on the text line go nuts.
I know. That's why we can't be doing that, all right?
No, I want to do it. I want to do it. I would like to do that.
Why is she altering her photo?
She should be on the island. Okay. So no,
go to the islands.
But yeah. So that's been the case. Because, I mean, the king... Prince, oh no, what's his name?
Charles.
He's not Prince Charles anymore. It's King Charles.
King Charles.
He's sick too. So there's multiple sicknesses going on in there.
Something's going on, man.
Something's going on.
It's in their royal.
Yeah. What's in the blood?
It's in their inbred blood.
No. Well, it is. You're not lying on that. So yeah, speculation about the photoshopping has been a bit weird. You know, like why even bother? Just take a photo and send it up. Or take a photo, send it to someone that can professionally do it. Because you got money.
Did she do it herself?
Yeah, so she's admitted that she did it herself.
Oh,
she said she's what did she say? She said that she's experimenting with learning how to use she's
Photoshop.
Yeah.
So guess what? Don't quit your day job.
What is her day job? That's what I want to know. What does she do during the day?
If you did have to alter one of your photos, bro, what would be something that you'd fix?
You know, sometimes my eye, one of my eyes go a little bit smaller than the other one.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Are you the same?
Mine's going all over the place, bro.
Yeah. Regan, you've got the eyes looking left and right. So I got just the thickness of the eyelid. The eyelid. One's eye open. You know, one's a small one. One's looks like I'm like squinting.
The other one looks
like I'm wide awake.
We need to get that altered. I would like to alter my calf muscles, of course. Mm. That needs to get sussed out.
What reference of the calf muscle would you like?
I would like probably some big ones, like maybe Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, we're getting into that out of it news. We'll be talking about the royal family. Kate more specifically.
Princess Kate.
Yeah, Princess Photoshop. Just photoshopping herself into stuff and not letting the professionals do the job.
You know what? Don't quit your day job, girl.
You've got money. You've got people on hand. You probably got a social media person. You just go, hey, can you just take that double chin out?
Can you just like alter this a little bit, please, for
I'm
us?
I'm looking a bit off there.
Can you move my hand into a better position
I got a stray here there coming out of my nostril. Can you take that away, please?
The other thing is AI can do this for you as well.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe she let the AI do it. And
I
didn't do it properly.
We don't even know the reasoning behind it.
You know, Riggs, you take a lot of photos. What is one thing that you consistently go, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that in my photo?
Oh.
Or you wish, oh, man, I wish I would got that fixed up. Yeah.
Sometimes I tend to check up a few gang signs.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
Has anybody called you out on that?
Nah, everyone's with it, but, you know... It's not a good thing to be throwing up the crypt sign at your nana's funeral. Hey.
No.
Depends
on Nan. Nan might have been...
Nah, she's not down like that.
Well, what if she was? What if that was her last wish?
Yeah, haunted. That's why I've been haunted for the last couple of years.
Nan's bloods.
Yeah, Nan's was. She was roofing up the sewer. Whoops. Oh, man. Damn, man. What about you, bro? What are some things that you're like, damn?
Sometimes I do this face where I'm like, I look like a bit of a penguin. I put my mouth like... I put it like, whoo, like that. And I remember one time, and I know you know this time, I got totally just taken out of a photo.
Oh.
Because I ruined the photo.
Yeah.
And someone put the clown emoji over my face.
Damn.
And from that day onwards, I was like, no more doing the woo face, please.
Change it up a little bit, eh?
Just be yourself.
No, too much woo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. The other thing is the teeth. I got to fix that. Fix the gap up sometimes.
Get the grill up sometimes.
Yeah.
That's like me, man. Me and my girl need to get fixed up a little bit too in some of those photos.
Yeah.
Damn.
But hey, we are who we are.
Hey, yeah, that's it. You don't see us photoshopping it.
No, you love us for who we are.
Yeah, we take all our imperfections and our perfections all in one. Freezing it on up. We all know that autumn is here. And yesterday, I saw one of the most dangerous acts possible. Yesterday was almost the end of the show. And we got a bit of a surprise, didn't we, Tim?
Yeah.
We saw some lady walking across this damn deck. Well, I wouldn't even call this a balcony.
Yeah, it's really short. So, yeah, at the New FM office, we're up on level 4.
We're on the 4th floor, the highest floor you can go. This lady was just walking on the small-ass balcony that we have, washing the windows. Mm. You know what the other thing? Don't want to be a bit of a snitch. No harness.
That's true. Actually, yes.
She was just out here washing the damn windows. And we got this net here, and it's got a hole in it.
There's plenty
of don't know how, like, what the use of this net is anymore.
I think the net was there for the birds.
I don't think that's even going to do anything.
So the birds, so they don't fly into the window.
Well, I've seen plenty of birds flying through.
I've seen them inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking about how dangerous this job is for this lady in comparison to our jobs. What's the most dangerous thing about our job, bro?
You know what? Sometimes I come in here and the headphones could scratch my ears because they have sellotape on them.
You know what the most dangerous part about our job is?
What?
Not getting stuck in the elevator. That is probably the most dangerous part about our jobs. We're having a bit of a battle this morning, seeing who has the most dangerous job of all time, you know? What's so dangerous about your job? Whatever mahi that you're, whatever industry that you're in, what do you do for a living and what makes it so dangerous?
Regan, before you were here, you had a dangerous job.
I did have a dangerous job, actually.
Yeah?
I was a spy.
No, the other one. When you're a pole dancer.
Oh, you know what? Slipping on the pole is quite dangerous, you know what I mean? Slipping on stage as well. You know, the amount of ones that get thrown on the stage there.
And those clear heels you had to wear as well.
You know, you can slip and, you know, slip a disc.
Mate.
I'm surprised we did not have more health and safety in my previous job. But I also was in the telco industry. And tell you, man, the amount of dangerous things that we used to get up to, dealing with 33K HV cables out there, you know what I mean?
No, probably about 1%, maybe 0.1% of people that are listening to the show understood what the hell
you know
what?
I'm talking jargon. You know, climbing up a damn pole, woof,
that's what
the ladder is another one.
I thought you mean the other pole.
You know, having a harness on there, having to put your safety goggles on and all that jazz. Even heat shrinking a cable as well was another one. You know, you're dealing with open flame right there.
Wow.
I could go on and on about my industry. What about you, Tim? You know, your previous life as a teacher.
Oh, man, I tell you what, some of that PVA glue we had to take.
You know what? That's dangerous.
I'll tell you what, glitter. Nobody knows.
Get in the wrong spaces?
Man, I've had glitter all over me.
You know what? You going on school camps?
And that was on the pole dancing when I was an apprentice.
Wasn't your name glitter?
Yeah, no, it was white glitter. Oh, get it right. So also, yeah, I think, I've had a couple of dangerous jobs.
But, I mean, even doing the teaching thing, going campers,
yeah, it's pretty up there.
Pretty school trips?
Yeah. But, man, one of the most dangerous ones I've had was at the butcher's.
With those blades.
That was my very first job at the butcher's. I was like 15, and man, I was dangerous.
Yeah.
I used to just bring the saws out, just muck around, throw the eyes at people. Like, it was no joke. I was on the mince.
Did you have much, like, health and safety kind of training or anything like
they
that?
They were like, come in, clean those.
Come on, jump on straight away.
Yeah, come on Sunday if you want to work. And then I would come, and then I'd be like, nah, that stuff does. This is too early.
That's the other one is when, like, I know this goes on in some warehouses too, where some people don't have a forklift license, but they're like, hey, can you just move the forklift? Just move it down to the thing because I'm too lazy to sort it out.
Yeah.
Just wrapping up this conversation about what makes your job so dangerous about where you work. Okay, getting over to the text line right now. Whole bunch of people text on through. Someone said, I'm a diesel tank driver.
See, now that is some dangerous stuff.
That is crazy. What the heck?
Man.
Tank. tanker driver.
Yeah, so they're, you know, that's some real, like, flammable stuff in the back.
Damn, bro.
Any little spark, whew, you're
getting lit up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Where'd someone say scaffolding, falling from that height?
Yes.
That was scary, man.
Or, you know, you got to have your harnesses on, but then again, you got to double check and pull on it to make sure that it's on.
Man.
Got to have all your PPE in there as well.
Yeah.
Someone's triple threes is in here. Said, in retail, having to deal with Karens has got to be one of the most dangerous things about my job.
Yeah, man.
You know, those people that complain a lot can cause a lot of stress on your brain.
I think our bro Digger Joe might be the guy, okay? We process a lot. So Digger Joe here, okay? We process a lot of industrial waste where I'm at, like cyanide, ammonia. Acid, caustic waste as well. And the numbers of Muppets that I have seen the years not wear the appropriate PPE gear was a joke.
Dang.
We used to treat it as a joke. The industry has cleaned up quite a lot, though, and it's more safe work practices, but still the odd cowboy out there.
Damn, Digger Joe out here risking his life here, man.
He also says up the waz.
Up the waz. All right. And last one to wrap everything up. Someone said, I'm a utility arborist. We cut trees down around power lines. You know what?
Yeah.
Hug a tree every day, guys, and be wary. That's another dangerous job out there. Man, good to see some people putting out their lives, you know, putting out their lives out there for the mahi.
Yeah.
Be safe out there.
Please, we need you around.
Mm.
We need listeners. We need all the listeners we can get.
And joining us on the show today, we have got the OG of the rap game, constantly raising the bar for our brown people of South Auckland, joined with the greatest director of all time and the most talented actor in the industry at the moment, all right? Here to talk to us all about their latest project, The Lecture. We've got The Movement, Samson Rambo and Yovana Siwala in the building today. Oh, boys, so good to have these guys on the show today, man. Shaz, how you guys feeling?
Bro.
Solid.
Good. Really, really good. Man, that's just... trying to be still as possible because it's quite chaotic at the moment right now. So, but a good chaos, I guess. So,
yeah.
It's been really, really good, bro. Really, really good.
Nice, man. You're here to talk to us about your project, The Lecture. And I was thinking in the car on the way in, and I was like, man, what are some of the most common things that you remember hearing from your elders when you used to get lectured?
Ooh.
Have you guys got some one-liners that you would remember?
Man, I think they're the ones on the song. They're quite triggering. Yeah. And I think they're not appropriate for radio, to be honest. Honestly, I can't say it on radio.
My main one that I always remember mom saying, like, hey, you know, if your boys jumped off a bridge, you know, would you guys do the same?
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
don't lie, Regan. Yours is skip your hands to yourself. Get your hands out of your pockets.
Oh, man. I remember there's a very popular, Samoan saying, when you guys get lectured, it's you know, if I was to teach the dog, the dog would know exactly what to do.
Or use your brain and not your bum. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of them, bro. And, yeah.
Oh, so good, man. And so, you know, we're joined by Samson Rambo, the director of this whole amazing project here. Bro, do you want to just take us through the creative process of how everything came about and just the visuals and everything, bro? Just take us through, bro.
Yeah. Where do I start? I think the short answer is I just pulled from my own experience and pulled from the real, as they say. And what you saw was a lot of the stuff from my own upbringing, and I kind of try to align it with those sort of bars.
Yeah.
And the rest was history.
Damn. And who else was involved, in the wider creative team? Obviously yourself.
Taurice Laulu, she's a gun. Taro Patch, the Mafileo sisters, they were heavy on helping the team out. Who else? Caleb. Yeah. Oh man, he's a gun.
Spencer.
Yep. Mm. They know all the names. My job is to just focus on the vision and
my boy Ian. My boy Ian was in there as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Murph Gang.
The coolest part about this, and it was kind of like, for me, it was like seeing, you know, like I love boil up. I love a good boil up and I love a good pie.
Yeah.
Someone put them together and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And to see somebody like you, Samson, and with Move and put it all together was like the Avengers coming together.
Mm.
Did you guys feel that when you were filming? You're like, man, this is meant to be.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah. Well, yeah. If we're talking about the mentality, yeah.
It's been a talking process for you guys for a long time, right? Yeah. It's been trying to link up for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we had quite a few rehearsals, and we would... I think the most important thing as a director was to try build this kind of space because the song is quite heavy, man. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can kind of walk in and just like, oh, yeah, we're going to spit some bars and all that. No, we had to really...
Tell something, say something.
Yeah, really. We wanted... Our main goal was to make the audience feel something and to kind of create a space so they can watch it and kind of find their own connection to heal. Because, you know, as you can see, as you can watch the music video, there were some powerful performances from the
And if you want to watch it, if you have not seen it, if you text through, just text through Move to 466 and we'll send you the link over.
Yes, and we are joined by some very special guests on the show. We've got The Movement, Samson Rambo and Vana Siwala on the morning check right now.
There we go, eh?
All right, we're here to talk about the lecture. Vana.
Bro.
6 hours of acting. I heard, like, you know, these guys went through some... Went pretty deep in the spaces that these guys went to. And also, just coming back into the scene, bro, what was, like, one of the takeaways that you had from the entire experience, bro?
I think, wow, for me, it's just grateful, eh? Grateful to have good people around me and stuff. Yeah. Little story, also Samson hit me up 2 years ago to do something with him. I think it was something to do with Gabby too, from what I remember. Oh, and
nah. Good lucky that didn't happen. carry on.
Nah. That's lies.
But yeah, and I kind of just went for a phase where I didn't really feel like it was for me anymore type thing. And then it just was God's timing, that Samson hit me up about this project. And like what Samson said, the rest is history. Eh? Had so much fun with that, so yeah, it was mean.
How hard did you have to dig deep to, capture that kind of emotion on screen, bro?
I think when we're first in rehearsals, that was tough. That was real tough because, like, straight off the bat, Samson said, this is, like, kind of what I need from you. This is what I want. Yeah. And rehearsals, it was hard, eh? But then I think on the actual performance day, because we, like, drilled it so many times and, like, it's now muscle memory, it just, I wouldn't say it was easy, but it was just, like second nature to me.
Almost
now,
come a,
like,
long way from the rehearsals to where you guys were.
But I felt mean, eh? And I think just drawing from my own experiences too, like what Samson was saying, helped a big way. But just super happy with how it ended up being.
That's me.
You talked about, you guys all talked about getting the crew together for energy. Mm. What did that energy feel like when we, you know, rehearsals, starting with you, brother?
Absolutely. Our rehearsals were hectic. I think it's one of those you need to be there to know, but so our rehearsals were mean, eh? I think the last rehearsal before we actually filmed, we finally cracked that also and we made our director cry.
That's it.
Yes. So that's how we know we're onto something.
I don't want you to say that live.
But
Oh, man. Oh, the energy, unmatched, man. Very unmatched. The investment. Mm. Every single member was invested into this song, even before we even shot the video. Just the energy in that room was just, when we practiced, as Vana said, that we were just trying to master it as much as possible. And on that day, like, you know, it's just not your typical hip-hop video, right?
Not at all.
You know, when we do these videos, normally when we shoot hip-hop videos, there's always cut, and then everyone starts stabbing each other up. Take eight. This one, every take, like, it just took everything out of us.
Yeah.
And then, again, you know what I mean? And so by the end of the night, we were just totally... We just given everything. And we were just... It was just... But, you know, it was a good feeling. So when we did shoot the final shot, we were prepared, and everyone else that hadn't been around us were in shock, like, blown away, and people were in tears. So we're like... But, you know, we were doing this...
Putting in the work all behind the scenes.
So, yeah, it was actually second nature as well. Oh, well, for this guy, me...
Yeah.
You did great, bro. Yeah, you did great.
Not bad, eh? Not bad. Not bad for a debut.
I do want to say something. Movement, you know, he's he kept saying, I'm not an actor. And during rehearsals, I would say to him, you are. That's all you are.
Yeah.
So my job was to kind of change the thought process of our artists. Any artist, you know, if you're an artist, you know, you can kind of. I remember we would always talk about show your range. Show your range. You can always, like, you know, your ability to be like somewhat of a avatar, you know, when you're as an artist, you can transform and bend your craft into another creative pathway. So I appreciate you, man. You really showed that. So, you know, like it's not, it's
my man.
Once again, if you guys want, then we got our special guest right here. We've got the Movement, Samson Rambo, and Yovana Shiwala on the Morning Shake. Oh my gosh, man. Man, we've been just cracking up, eh, the entire time. Like, oh, yeah, it's been some good stories behind the scenes, man. Oh, man. Took it to the Movement, bro. Like, what is your hopes and dreams, like, in terms of, like, off this message of, like, getting it out to everybody in this body of work, bro? What is your hopes for this whole thing?
That it falls into the right ears, because this is, obviously, this is still going. But I was talking about an experience, and I realised that it's still going, because a lot of people have, if you check out the comment section on the video, people are saying that it's still here and it's still happening. But, you know, it's these things. I've had a lot of emails from people saying, thank you. Thank you for speaking up on behalf for us.
Wow.
Thank you for voicing out these things that they were too scared. So when Vana on the video, when Vana gets up and, you know, speaks back to me, it's like he's speaking on behalf of those that couldn't speak up.
Yeah.
So they're sending me these private messages and say, man, they're so powerful. Also providing solutions for everybody, teaching fathers how to communicate with their children, teaching children how to communicate with their parents as well. That, you know, it's just a huge miscommunication.
Yeah.
But no one's in the wrong here. So, it's out of it. So within the video, you know, the father has a say, the son has a say, but then also providing a solution that to show that it's never too late to fix things.
Love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful, very nice, man. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, obviously we had some spoken word on the night, and it was man, it was real powerful, because I feel like a lot of those the three artists that we did have on, they were speaking about the same things that you guys, you know, brought to life.
Yes.
Do you feel like we're on the right track now? I mean, just going off of, like, I thought you were the only person speaking about this, but when I heard the spoken word artists talking about it as well, it feels like we're heading down the right path. So.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this, like, shout outs to Noah, Luani, and Koko, who came through and did the spoken word sessions over at the event. Those guys they wrote those pieces, and they were influenced by the lecture.
That's beautiful.
By the album.
Wow.
So they loved the album, and they got influenced by that song, and then they created those pieces. And when I spoke to Noah, who sort of the man ARK, and I spoke to the Us and told him that we need to set the tone, the theme, because of what the lecture was all about. And man, they nailed it.
Yeah.
They totally nailed it. So yeah. But just didn't want it to do a, you know, typical hip-hop show. You know, they wanted me to perform. I said, no.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to do something real arty, because that's what it is.
That's
it's a
it
piece
is.
Of art. Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, visual art by the legend himself, Samson, and also audio as well. Like, you know, it goes hand in hand. But the performance shot with me and the bro, like, bro...
Mm.
It made it a masterpiece.
What's next on the cards for everybody, pretty much? Samson, what you got on the cards? Vana, what's up next for you? Jumping back in the scene with the... Surely this is not the end, man. You can't just, you know, give us a beautiful performance and then, all right, I'm off, I'm out of here. Vana, bro, what's up next for you, bro?
I think just whatever, in terms of this side of the performing arts, whatever pops up, I guess, whatever's out there, just keen to do whatever. But besides that, just busy with work.
Nice.
And dancing and whatnot. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Beautiful, bro. Beautiful. And Samson, what you got next up in the mix, bro?
Nothing. I think I'm just gonna
stop.
No, nothing. That's, I think, well, I'm just going to do my best to support the boys with their careers and, you know, who knows, we might jump on another project together. But we'll see.
Nice. And yeah, move, bro. Wrap everything on up for us, man.
I'm going to retire.
I'm just going to hang the mic up. I've clocked it.
Yeah. Done it.
Nah, I'm only kidding. of course, you know me, there's always something there, I don't know, but it's based on energy. So yeah. whether it feels right, you know, we'll come up with something.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Thank you guys so much for coming through. And also, this is a very important piece of media for you all to see. So text on through to 466. And just, man, it's important for everybody, not just whatever culture you're from, to understand other people's perspectives on things and to heal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
thank you guys for coming in, eh?
Appreciate you guys.
Music video of the year, man. I'm putting all my money on it. Man, straight up.
You've been saying that. We love you, man.
Yeah, bro.
Checking it out to the universe, man. It's coming. It's on its way.
The Morning Shack presents Draft Punks.
It's Draft Punks, baby. You know how the game goes. We go around the table trying to assemble the best team of three. Today, our theme is all about them hood movies, man. You know, man, we like to go get a little bit. Get hood.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't about that life, but you know what? I watched a few movies that made me feel like I was. Hey, hey, you know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Now, hey, homie. Okay, it comes down to, you know, like, we have to get the best three, and then we'll put them on Instagram and see who wins.
Yes, indeed.
It's like going to Video Easy in the late 90s. Okay.
Hey, why are you going behind the beads for?
Hey,
why are you going there?
What type of beads?
You're only 13-year-old. You're only 13-year-old.
I thought that's where the games were.
Oh, damn.
I thought that was where the Mega Drive games were.
Yeah, that's where Duke Nukem.
Oh, shit.
Okay, moving on.
Sheesh. All right. So it's all about those movies that are, you know, like, they're hood classics, like to say.
Yeah.
You know, they could be funny, they could be serious. It's completely up to us.
Okay.
And, Riggs, you... I don't know who won last time.
I didn't check the scoreboard either. But you know what? I'm going to let you go first.
Wow.
I'm going to let you go first, bro.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Don't
then.
Stuff it up.
I won't. I promise. Okay, for the first selection for Timmy's hood movies, I'm going to go with Friday. The class of all those movies, Friday is the one that I'm going with.
All right.
Okay. Some amazing quotes in there and great acting.
You're going hood comedy. Like that.
Yeah, I'm going there first.
I'm going hood drama.
Okay.
And this is where I think you might have stuffed it up a little bit. My pick for today, my very first pick for my team is Blood In, Blood Out. Orderly Vato. Trying to get my Plucasa homes. All right, Cinderella, what do you got next, bro?
Okay.
Oh, no, that's me.
It's you, Eek.
Yes! Well, in that case, I get to go again, and I have gone. I'm going again, and I'm going with Boys in the Hood, baby. Yeah.
All right, so I'm
Ricky!
Glad. I'm glad you went there. Okay, for my second pick, for the most hood movies out there, for those ones that are, hey, they're just too good to not watch. I am going to go with Menace to Society.
Damn, that was.
I'm going to, since you took Boys in the Hood, I actually think Menace to Society is a better movie than Boys to the Hood.
Yeah,
Boys in the Hood.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I think it is. It's all about that street hustle, baby.
Draft Punks, baby. We're putting together the best team of three today, and it is all about them classic hood movies.
Yes.
Everybody coming in on the text line, helping us out at the moment. You know what?
Okay, for my team so far, I just seen your T-shirt there, Reeks. What a great T-shirt you got on.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's Britney Spears.
It's a Britney Spears T-shirt. Oh, my gosh. You shocked me there.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
For my team, I have gone with Friday.
Yep.
Which is a classic. And then I've also gone with Menace to Society.
I've taken Blood and Blood Out and obviously Boys in the Hood. To be honest, I could have done without Boys in the Hood.
Yep.
Seeing that a lot of these, like some of these damn good picks here, I missed out on. It's up to you now to close everything off.
Okay, here we go. Now, listen, I could go the easy route, but I'm going to go and see if people know this one. Okay, I'm going to go with Belly. I'm going to go with DMX and Nas and Belly.
Belly.
Okay, if you haven't seen Belly, it is one of the greatest, funniest movies of all... Or not the funniest. Have you seen Belly?
No.
You need to go and watch Belly.
Tim has gone down a route. He's gone down his own pick. He hasn't picked for the people. He's picked something that he enjoys, and yes. I like that.
I'm just going with it. I could have gone any other way, but I'm going with Belly.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
Okay.
My final pick, and this one was on my mind, and I'm glad that somebody put that there, or a few people put it in there on the text line. I've gone with none other than Set It Off for the ladies, man. You know, it's such a great film. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm.
And that's when she had hair.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She wasn't slapping. She wasn't getting people to slap people. I think we should go for four.
All right, then.
Go on.
All right. Yep. For my final pick. Oh, you done thrown me off a little bit.
Ah, there we go.
You done thrown me off. Strap Punks, baby. Timberland, the best team of four now. Because Tim wants to step it up again. This is the thing, you know, it's too close, I think, is what it is.
It's just so many goodies.
It's too close.
So many.
All right.
Okay,
here we go. A chance to wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah.
It left on me, by the way, because I couldn't decide on what I wanted to end up on.
Yeah. So
I had so many good ones to pick from. But you know what? I'm just going to have to go with my favorite pick. And that is, people are going to disagree and people are going to laugh at me. But I like the movie called Love Don't Cost a Thing. Nick Cannon, baby, Christina Milian. Hey, it's a cult classic. You done stuffed it.
You've just gone and put poison in the pot, mate.
You shut the hell up. You had Belly in your one, all right?
Bro, you watched Belly and you shut the hell up. Okay?
I like Love Don't Cost a Thing, okay?
Wow.
I'm a little bit basic.
I am surprised.
I had one whole break. Yeah. That's all
you came up with?
I was going to go with Drumline, too. What am I, a Nick Cannon fan or something?
Get out of here. Gosh. Okay, for my final pick, I'm going to go with Juice with Tupac.
Juice.
Now, last pick, it was either that or it was going to be Above the Rim. And I was thinking,
I thought you were going to go basketball.
But I thought Juice is more hood classic.
I was going to go with You Got Served.
That could be.
Loving Basketball.
I would have been more respected. I would give you more respect for that than the one you chose, Love Don't Cost a Thing. Might as well have Stella Got a Groove Back Brother in there. Sheesh. You disappoint
me. Hate on me. Don't hate on me when I win.
You disappoint me.
We're going to be checking our teams up on Instagram, The Morning Shack. Okay, you can give us a vote. You're definitely going to be voting for mine.
Let me go through some of these.
Let's go for these honorable mentions.
The House Party series was amazing.
Damn.
House Party was on.
That's a good.
We've got Boys in the Hood. What's another one? We got Training Day.
Training Day. How could we forget?
Once Were Warriors, Crooked Earth, and Savage.
Those ones are all good ones there, Brands. Thank you.
Poetic Justice.
Whoa. Yes, Camel, Poetic Justice, Above the Rim, and Juice.
Man, so many good ones.
Above the Rim.
Above
the Rim Juice. Oh, no, sorry. There's a comma there. My bad.
There's a comma.
Sorry, what is Above the Rim Juice?
It's Juice Above the Rim. Another one. Don't be a menace to society while drinking juice in the hood. That was a classic as well. Thank you.
Tyler Perry ones in there too. Oh, Dead Presidents.
Dead Prez. Oh, yeah.